Welcome to WhiskeyCast, the cast strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 45 for June 21st, 2006. It's the first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and that means vacation time for many whiskey lovers. This summer, a number of Scotland's distilleries have invested millions in new visitor centres and tours.
What we're finding is we're getting more and more visitors that have a real passion for whiskey. And I don't just mean connoisseurs, although there are a lot of connoisseurs coming to Glengoyne, but we also get a lot of people that maybe know a little bit about whiskey or not a lot, but they really want to know everything there is to know about whiskey.
That's Sarah Bottomley of Glengoyne, where a new visitor's centre is expected to draw tourists from nearby Glasgow. More on that in just a few minutes, but first, let's look at the news. One of the key elements in every distiller's marketing campaign is the message to drink responsibly. Scotch Whisky Association officials are showing off their new code of marketing practices this week at a conference of alcohol industry regulators in Tokyo. That code regulates distillery marketing practices for SWA members not only in the UK, but worldwide. Highland Park will have a limited edition on sale at the distillery in the next few weeks. It's the second in the Ambassador's Cask series, selected by Highland Park Ambassador Jerry Tosh.
It's slightly unusual, slightly different than normal. So it's a 10-year-old, it's a 1996 cask number 171, if I'm right. And there's probably just short of 600 bottles. So it's a bit younger than we would normally. It's a lot lighter than it is normally. But it just shows a slightly different side to Highland Park than people would normally expect.
The first edition sold out in just 3 weeks, and Jerry is already nosing samples for the third release in the series. Diageo is releasing a new single malt expression from its Glenorde distillery. The Singleton of Glenorde will be sold only in Taiwan and South Korea to begin with, in 12- and 18-year-old versions. October 14th will be a busy day for North American whiskey lovers. The first Whiskey Live event in Toronto is scheduled for that Saturday, and the best of Celtic and Cajun culture will be celebrated at the first Great Southern Whiskey Expo in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Rhiannon Walsh organizes the annual Whiskies of the World Expo in San Francisco, and the organizers of the Celtic Nation's Cajun Celt Fest asked her to put together a whiskey event.
It's very largely spearheaded by Dennis O'Flaherty, and for anyone who used to frequent New Orleans and for the music and the food and whatnot would know that O'Flaherty's is that very cool Irish pub on the corner of Bourbon and I forget the cross street, but it was just a great place. Well, of course it was totally wiped out, and as was, you know, any enterprise that he had there. And Dennis, along with quite a few other restaurateurs and bar owners and musicians and all those sorts of people, have picked up and moved to Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is a lovely town right down on the Gulf and right on the Texas border. And although they got hit pretty badly by Rita over there, they have really survived in a very different way than New Orleans did, largely without government help from what I hear. And they attribute this all to being a very, very close-knit Cajun community. You know, family support and just people who never give up. They call themselves Celtic Cajuns, which of course all Cajuns do have a Celtic background. And they're totally into the music and the food and the whiskey and everything of both their heritages, both the Celtic and the Cajun background. So they do this wonderful Celtic Nations festival, and it occurred to them that they didn't have any whiskey thing going on there. So somebody brought my name up, and they called me, and I said, I think it's great, and we'd love to do a small version of the expo there to get it rolling and just take it on from there.
For more information, there's a link to the Celtic Malts website at WhiskeyCast.com. Updating the calendar of events, the August 16th bourbon tasting with Julian Van Winkle at the Craigellachie Hotel in Speyside has been canceled. However, on September 11th, there will be a Van Winkle bourbon dinner at Bourbon's Bistro in Louisville, Kentucky. While we're talking about bourbon, you may remember the interview with Linnell Smothers of Linnell's in New York in episode 41. She's putting together the first Brooklyn Bourbon Festival in New York on September 24th, as well as a tasting event with Clear Creek Spirits of Oregon on July 8th. As always, there's a complete calendar of events at the WhiskeyCast website. Tourist season is in full swing at Scotland's distilleries, and this year there's more to see than ever. At least half a dozen distilleries have either upgraded or opened their visitors' centers for whiskey lovers. Glengoyne Distillery in Loch Lomond is the closest to Glasgow. Next month, the old distillery manager's house will be opened as a new visitors' center.
In this house, we're going to have a nice relaxed club room where guests can sit at the end of the tour and try different whiskies. And it's just really a room where visitors can relax and have the opportunity to try, as I say, try different whiskies from our range. And we're also going to have our Glengoyne sample room, which is going to be a much more scientific room. It's really state-of-the-art. We've got whiskey samples from lots of different casks in our warehouse lining the walls. And in this room, guests will be able to nose and blend different whiskies. And as it's going to be done in a much more scientific way, just like the master blender does within our company. And as I say, along the wall, there's going to be lots and lots of different whiskies from different ages of casks and different types of casks. And it's really where guests can learn everything there is to know about whiskey.
Glengoyne's Sarah Bottomley says the visitor experience needed to be upgraded since tourists expect a lot more these days.
We're getting more and more visitors who are looking to do more in-depth tours and really looking to get inside the cask, if you like, and to learn everything there is to know about whiskey. So we've devised a range of different guided tours at Glengoyne, ranging from a tour that takes 45 minutes and will show you the distillery and tell you a lot about Glengoyne, including a dram, right up to a tour that will involve spending a full day at Glengoyne and learning everything there is to know about whiskey. And then there's lots of tours in between that. So really, we can tailor any tour to suit what group or visitor is looking for. And that's really come from this kind of change in consumer profile, where visitors are looking for so much more these days.
The distillery's proximity to Glasgow also makes it a natural site for corporate and convention groups.
Obviously, we're aware there's lots of different hotels and conference venues in Glasgow, but this is just offering visitors, a kind of, or corporate visitors, a slightly different place to come and have a meeting. And it's in a very relaxed setting, and we can include a whiskey tour as well if they want a break from their meetings, or they can learn about blending and nosing and so on. And it's just really a kind of unique venue, if you like, and it is becoming more and more popular. We find in the corporate market is a very important market for us, as we get a lot of incentive groups. We also get a lot of conference delegates that are staying in Glasgow that are looking to come to visit a distillery. The corporate market is hugely important for us.
Of course, it's not just Glengoyne. Morrison Bowmore has upgraded visitors' centres at Glengarry, Auchintoshan and Bowmore, along with opening up guest cottages at Bowmore. Glenfiddich has also reworked its visitors' centre and tour. Here's distillery manager Ian Millar.
We felt it was overdue to actually refurbish the whole place. So we've changed the internal tour. We've added in one of our maturing warehouses as part of the tour, so you can go in and actually mingle with the casks, take bungs out, and nose the whiskey. There's also a link to our cooperage showing all the guys down there working on video. And the end of the tour as well, we've got a brand centre and malt barn, which has all been redeveloped. So it's much bigger, better, and makes better use of the existing buildings which William Grant himself built back in 1887. So internally there's been a huge refurbishment. It's only the 1.8 million total spend, and place is looking much better.
In addition to the basic tour, most distilleries now offer pricier and more exclusive tours for the serious whiskey lover.
We do connoisseurs tours as well, and where you get a tour with a head guide or chief guide, and they'll go into the nooks and crannies that you can't normally visit. So they'll go under the stairs, around back of the stills, up into our Solera warehouse and so on. And at the end of that connoisseur's tour, which is not about £12.50, it's about $18-$20, you get to know the 12, the 15, the 18, and the 21. So those in taste. So that's a really good session. Normally it's about two and a half hours. And again, it's good value for money.
Glenfiddich's sister distillery, the Balvenny, also now has its own tour for the first time.
It takes in the four maltings, so you get up into the kiln, you get down to the cooperage, you go right through Balvenny Distillery, and you end up with an extremely high-class, high-value nosing and tasting on Balvenny products. And you get something nice in the goodie bag to take away with you. You can only book for that tour online, and it is very exclusive. We don't take any more than 7-8 people out on any tour. And we have Rob McPherson, who has worked in distilleries for more than 40 years and has managed many distilleries throughout Speyside as the tour guide, so to speak. So you've got a great tour there.
The tourism trend isn't just in Scotland. Many of Kentucky's distilleries have also upgraded their visitors' centers and tours in recent years. And Suntory's Yamazaki Distillery in Japan was the winner of this year's Whiskey Magazine Award for the Best Distillery Visitors' Center. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast. The website address is www.whiskeycast.com, and my email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. I'd love to hear from you. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.